Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to the program, and we appreciate you always listening to American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us on this Monday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Everybody. How you all doing?
Good weekend, Steve, for you there?
I did. I got to just preview this. my wife and I went to a Baptist meeting. There's a group of Baptists, the state convention, like it's a convention, but it's only a couple counties wide. But this convention welcomed a new church into their membership, and this was a church that was run entirely in a prison. The pastor is a prisoner, as an inmate, all the elders, they have the whole thing set up as a Southern Baptist church, and it's inside a prison. New Orleans Seminary went into prisons for a while back in Louisiana, and now they're doing it in Mississippi, and started offering degrees.
Wow, that's great.
And this pastor got his Master's of Divinity from New Orleans, not a miniature version of that. The whole thing. Learned Greek, learned Hebrew, had to do the whole thing. And,
wow.
He's now the pastor of a church, a thriving church in a prison here, and I'm still trying to figure out which exact prison it is, because I'm going to go there. They have services on Saturday afternoons, and my wife and I are going to go. I'm going to do an interview, and I will do a story, and we're going to see if we can get this guy on TI.
Well, so there's many, many positive aspects of that, obviously, but here's one you probably didn't think of, Steve. At least the church doesn't have to worry about the pastor being quote unquote led to a bigger church.
No kidding.
Good point, Ed.
He's gonna stay right there.
Well, as long as he's in, I don't know how long his sentence is for.
Yeah,
I don't think he's in for life.
Yeah. Okay.
But he said it was really interesting because he said, you know, I found myself in prison just utterly ripped apart, just dejected and just torn up. And it wasn't because I was in prison and away from my family, because I was. And it wasn't because I thought I wasn't guilty, because I was guilty. It was because the Word of God got a hold of my soul, my heart, and convicted me of sin.
Well, I think this is great that you're going to cover this story, and hopefully you can get in. I think you have to apply, and they have to do background checks and whatever.
Yeah, the warden was there with him when they brought him to this thing. He was in full, garb, the striped pants and the whole bit.
Yeah.
And the warden came. I talked with her. She said she'd be glad to. The whole prison has come to Christ. In fact, the warden and all of the leadership of that prison have become Christians through this whole revival thing, too.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you after the show. Some other ways we can make this story public.
Yeah.
Because this is a wonderful story, and let's not kid ourselves. That is the only thing that can truly turn our country around.
Yeah.
Is seeing the gospel have that kind of success in changing hearts.
Absolutely.
Next story.
All right. In June of 2022. A man named Nicholas Roski decided he had had enough with the Supreme Court and hatched a plot to come and assassinate Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. He was unsuccessful, very fortunately, but he was arrested. And he was convicted. And sometime between his arrest and his conviction and his sentencing, which is yet to happen, he decided he wanted to wear a dress. And all of that came with, you understand what I'm saying,
yes.
There, right? And now he wants to be called Sophie. And everybody's playing along with it, including the judge. This is, to me, astounding. This is the judge in talking about sentencing this man who thinks he's a she.
Are you going to quote from the judge?
Yes.
Okay.
So the background is that Roski's sister came out as gay 2 years before, and the parents had a hard time dealing with it, right? But now the mother, Colleen, says that she has attended PFLAG, which is Parents and Friends of Lesbian and Gays, meetings, and learned about the LGBTQ plus community, and she's committed to going on this journey with, and she called her son Sophie. So she has turned completely pro-gay. And this is what the judge wrote in the sentencing statement.
Again, this is the man who drove 3,000 miles to attempt to assassinate Judge Justice Kavanaugh.
And this is what she wrote. I am heartened that this terrible infraction has helped the Roski family accept their daughter for who she is.
It has nothing to do with the case.
Apparently it does to her, because listen to this. She said, and this is again in her writing.
Federal judge.
Let's not hide the fact that President Trump issued an executive order saying transgender inmates would be assigned to prisons with their biological sex. The judge stated that she was worried that he wasn't going to be getting hormones, because President Trump has also talked about not doing that. She says, but there's an injunction against that. And this is what she writes. Listen, this astounds me. With the injunction in place, the injunction meaning he can get hormones in prison, Ms. Roski could receive gender-affirming care. That's what another euphemism. But if that injunction goes away, she could be denied it. So when I sentence her, I take into account that she is a transgender woman.
This is unbelievable.
I would just say, if Congress was operating the way they should be, right, and this includes Republicans.
He got 97 months, by the way, in prison.
How many years is that? So was that 7 years?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
This judge should be impeached.
Yes, yes.
And removed from the bench.
Yes.
That is not a legal ruling.
Right. No, that's the ruling of an LGBTQ activist.
Yes.
Who talking about the daughter of the mother, or who's the sister of the would-be assassin of Justice Kavanaugh, and the federal judge in her appealing is commenting on that kind of a sideline issue just to get her pro-LGBTQ points in? You're right. A federal judge who does something like that should be impeached. Now, hopefully, her ruling will be overturned.
Well, this is a sentencing, so I don't know.
So it won't be overturned then. Never mind, it won't be. Okay, then I'll bet you this federal judge just decided she would write this, her thesis.
Yeah.
And get it out there for the record, so that, you know.
And by the way, it's 8 years.
8 years?
8 years. 8 years. For trying to assassinate a Supreme Court justice.
Right.
By the way, in this article that's from Not to Be that I have, it says, in court, Roski appeared as a tall man with a deep voice. His online posts show that even as a, quote, transgender, he's still attracted to women. And he wants to go to a women's prison.
Well, you're gonna find that happening more and more in these blue states that allow for this kind of absurdity. I mean, if I'm going to be convicted of a crime I got to go to jail for, put me in the women's jail.
Right.
Huh?
That's clearly what's going on.
I don't want to mess with these rough dudes who are going to do bad things to me potentially. Right. I'll go over there with the girls.
If a high school student is going to wear a dress just so they can get a medal, how much more would you want to wear a dress if it would get you out of a lifetime of prison and men's prison?
And by the way, the trans ideology states you don't have to transition just to claim to be, like, if I want to say I'm a woman, you've got no right to say, well, then you're going to have to transition. No, right. I don't.
All right, next story, Steve.
All right. Hey, I don't know. Did you guys know that Jordan Peterson's been sick?
No. I know he's had some health issues.
Tell people who he is.
Jordan Peterson is a counselor and a Canadian former professor who now is podcasting, but he was one of the first people to come out and say, I refuse to be told how to use pronouns. And so he's conservative, family-oriented. In the recent years, he's been doing more secular takes on Bible books of the Bible.
Yeah. He, as far as I can tell, he's not a Christian. Well, but he seems to be fascinated with the Christian faith.
He is, and that is up for debate. That's we don't know. His daughter, however, I think is. His daughter, his name is Michaela, and she does a show with him now. They take it's kind of a counseling kind of show.
By the way, can I just interrupt here just a second, just so people don't misunderstand me. When I say he's not a Christian, he's been asked directly on podcasts, are you a Christian? And he does not seem to want to answer that.
Right.
Okay, I'm not sure why that is. He may have his reasons. My take is, if you're a Christian, you say so. But to your point, he may have his reasons for wanting to not make that public at this time. So anyway,
his daughter gave an update on his health, and I wanted to help play that for you. Cut 15.
The summer has been exceedingly difficult. Dad was in an ICU suffering from pneumonia and sepsis after dealing with a host of neurological issues this summer that we believe stem from CSRS, which is chronic inflammatory response syndrome due to decades of mold exposure. We don't have a better explanation for his neurological symptoms at the moment other than spiritual attacks. He's been suffering for the last number of years with unexplainable neuropathy and weakness, amongst other symptoms, but they worsened this summer after he cleaned out his parents' basement after his dad, my grandpa, passed away. We weren't able to communicate with Dad really all of September. But after almost a month in the ICU, he's been moved out to a less urgent floor. Praise God for that.
She goes on in the writing to say she understands that this could be a spiritual attack. Her daughter, infant daughter, was also taken ill, very ill, at about the exact same time. And she says, we do know that all things can work together for good. And she says, prayers are much appreciated. And she cites Ephesians 6:12.
Well, now she sounds like a sure enough Christian.
Yeah.
She's, And that is this the daughter that had to go on that carnivore diet because she had, I think she had like rheumatoid arthritis or something.
I'm unaware of that.
Really badly.
I don't know.
And the carnivore diet turned that around for her. If it's the same daughter, I don't know how many kids they have or anything.
I didn't know.
But she and Jordan Peterson have had health issues in their lives. And so, folks, wow, I did not know this about Jordan Peterson. I'm a big fan of his conservative worldview and his abilities to just so boldly fight against the woke and pro-trans crowd. So please be praying for Jordan Peterson. And he has struggled with what you would consider to be spiritual warfare.
And he overcame an opioid addiction several years ago.
Yeah.
And Michaela is the daughter who is on the carnivore diet and improved her health and well-being.
I'm sorry. I think I know the answer to this, but what exactly is a carnivore diet?
I think it's just all meat.
It eliminates all plant-based foods, including fruits, vegetables, grains, and legumes. A lot of
protein.
Okay,
so this person would not marry a vegan.
Right. Well, or it would be like, what's the Jack Sprat? Could eat no fat. His wife could eat no lean. They could do one of those kind of things.
I forgot all about that.
Is that like a rap song or a nursery,
a nursery rhyme?
It's a nursery rhyme.
Wait,
hold on. I know Jack and Jill.
I don't have the whole one in my head.
They went up a pail of water.
You remember Jack Sprat? You don't?
Yeah, I've heard that name.
He was about 5'8". He had red hair. And his wife was blonde. And
did they live by that lady with a bunch of kids in a shoe?
They might have.
I think they did. They came to one of our last AFA retreats. You probably would remember them if you saw them.
Okay.
Jack Sprat.
Here it is.
No fat.
Clean Jack Sprat could eat no fat while his wife could eat no lean. And so between the two of them, they licked the platter clean.
I've done that many times.
Well, that's bad manners, actually.
I've done that many times.
Yeah, that's an inappropriate tableside manners right there.
Tableside manners. Hey, but that's good. Thank you for that, folks. Please be praying for
people. Really,
Peterson.
Just eat all. There are people that eat.
We've got a couple here that do that. I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to say their name.
Will they have bread?
No. I think I'm right on that. It's
just meat all day, every day?
Just meat all day, every day.
Wow. Okay, like no vegetables.
Or now, Brent Creeley's looking at me. Are you wanting to say something?
I was just going to say, if I was going to go on a diet, sign me up for that one.
Well, it's not going to be the cheapest diet in the world, but I'm with you. I would rather do that than some of those other diets.
Oh, then like, okay. Well, I just didn't. I understood a carnivore diet, but that to me that would mean you can eat meat, and then you can also eat like a roll. Or some, but nope. I guess it's just all meat all day.
It's all meat, every meal, or however many meals you have.
Well, okay then.
Yeah.
Next story, Steve. Steve, by the way, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, and Steve Paisley Jordahl now. Steve's bringing us the news of the day. What's your next story, Steve?
We told you last week sometime that the NFL announced that some artist named Bad Bunny was going to be doing the halftime show this year at the Super Bowl. That's always a big...
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. It's always a big get for an artist. Uh-huh. And Bad Bunny is Hispanic. I understand all his songs are in Spanish, so there
Puerto
will be
Rican.
No English. Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
There will
is that
no
Hispanic
English.
In? Puerto Rican.
If they speak Spanish, it is. Okay. So they do speak Puerto Rican. I think it's probably related to the Spanish.
Well, his songs
language.
Are in Spanish, I hear, Puerto Rican.
Yeah, there you go, Ed.
Okay. Anyway, and he's been known to be sexually ambiguous. He's worn dresses in public and all this kind of stuff. So
that's not ambiguous. That's pretty much a man messed up in the head. But anyway, go ahead.
So the NFL thought that was a good idea to pick this dude.
It was a good idea. The last several have been...
You meant androgynous. That's what you meant to say.
Well, sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't.
That's androgyny. Him.
There you go. Anyway, there's a Christian artist named Corey Asbury who has an interesting idea. And this is what Corey's idea is. He thinks maybe there should be a family-friendly halftime show. Cut 14.
All right, y'all. I just had an insane idea. What if we did an alternative family-friendly halftime show for the Super Bowl? Every year, everyone is all up in arms about the performer for the halftime show. And I get it, because 9 times out of 10, it's raunchy as heck. You're seeing stuff you don't want to see. You're hearing stuff you don't want to hear, especially for your kids. So what if we threw together an alternate show at a different venue with just the biggest Christian artist and glorified the name of Jesus on a gigantic scale at a gigantic level? I've already talked to my boy Forrest. He is down to clown. He's down to play music is what I mean. Who else would you want to see there? My vision is this: blow it up huge. Let's get a stadium. Let's go crazy while people are glorifying money and fame and SEX and all kinds of stuff that we don't want to see. We can lift up the name of Jesus.
Who was that?
That was Corey Asbury, and I think actually he would actually could stand in for Brent as a kind of a sensor for our.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, it is too.
I hope they do. I hope they put that together.
Yeah,
I think not only is it a great idea, I hope they do it every year, because the NFL has given a thumbs up to some horrifying acts.
If it works,
this Bad Bunny rapper, he doesn't even speak English. I mean, he speaks English, but he sings all his songs in Spanish.
So you say we wouldn't even know what he was?
I'm there's nothing inherently wrong with that. I mean, at all. But I mean, he speaks the language of his country. I'm just saying. But to have I know it's called the Super Bowl and it's around the world, but it's basically played for the American audience, and the vast, vast majority of Americans speak English. And they're not going to be able to understand the words he says if he does his performance in Spanish. His name is Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Well, that's the name he goes by.
His stage name.
It's a stage name. His name is... It's yet another rapper.
It's, yeah. Right? His name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
I'd go with Bad Bunny, too.
Yeah, right. Just a couple thoughts on this. The NFL has been spending a lot of time and money getting its games across the seas in foreign
that
countries.
Is true.
Mexico, London, Germany. Every year now, and more often, they're having these games across in foreign countries.
Yeah.
The other thing is, with the way the atmosphere is now in this country, after the Charlie Kirk Memorial, etc., this has a chance of really being blowing up.
Well, big. They could put it, even if they just live streamed it. I think you don't even have to be on a television network.
Just
put it on a live stream and show it, and I bet you they'd have millions of people join, tune in. If they got a bunch of Christian artists and did a halftime show there. Now, you got 20, 25 minutes to perform, so you wouldn't have time for more than maybe three or four artists, but still, that'd be a great idea. Instead of just turn the halftime show off with Bugs Bunny, and put on, what'd I say?
Instead of, you said Bugs Bunny instead of Bad Bunny.
Did you say that?
I mean with the
Bad Bunny.
And put on Chris Tomlin and whoever else. Who else he got lined up?
Just
they don't have anybody lined up yet.
Wait, no, he's talked to his
Forrest Frank,
his friend Forrest Frank,
Forrest Frank. And let me just say this too. I love this idea. I hope they, like you said, Tim. I hope they do this. Okay. Now, I remember when I was pastoring, we didn't have church on Sunday nights anyway. We just had Sunday morning and Wednesday night. So we would have Super Bowl parties, and they were spectacular. We had a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And there were two groups of people. I'm not just talking about two sides rooting for two different teams. Two groups of people. There were the people who watched the game, and there were the people who ignored the game and talked while the others were watching the game, but then wanted everyone else to be quiet when the commercials came on, because you remember a lot of the commercials were
commercials.
Hilarious. But the commercials have been pretty bad, just not funny over the last, I don't know, 5-6 years. So you're going to have a lot more people who'd be willing to turn off the game and go and watch a live stream of a worship.
Yeah.
A time of worship. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, especially with these, put two or three of these well-known artists up there.
Yeah. Well, Forrest Frank, it's Frank, right? Not Frank's.
Frank.
Frank. Forrest Frank is huge, very popular amongst young people.
Yeah.
And so.
From what I've heard, it's not the deepest Christian music. It's not right, even like to write a book of theology over
right.
it. But.
So you might get a lot of young people to tune into something like that.
Yeah. All right, just to end this thing, from our favorite news source, did you know that Taylor Swift has a new album out?
I am aware of that.
I have no idea.
Something about a showgirl. Anyway, she is now assuring Travis Kelce, her fiancé, that the new song, Dumb Harry Football Jock, is not about him.
It's from the Babylon Bee, obviously.
Yes.
I do not keep up with Taylor Swift. I didn't care. Some people got all twisted
up. But you know who she is.
Oh, yes, I do. A lot of people got all twisted up when she, because at Chiefs games, she was, the camera was always panning over her in the box where she was watching. And I didn't care. I mean, you know, she was dating one of the players, you know, Travis Kelce. And if she's dating one of the players.
You sure didn't know a lot about her not to pay attention to her, Ed.
And let me just say, this last album that I know next to nothing about, I'm offended that it's about
showgirl. That third song on there, on that back side.
I'll tell you what. I'm not
listen,
Swifty.
You can't exist in the U.S. today and not know who Taylor Swift is. It's like Elvis Presley in the 50s.
Yeah. She's probably close to that popular.
Oh, yeah, that strata.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's very – pop culture's just all about Taylor Swift right now. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with Share-a-thon, and we'll have a lot of fun, but we'll carry on giving you the news of the day that you should be aware of. And you have a wonderful afternoon. Keep listening to American Family Radio.